This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is the Vic Police Glow Show, exclusive to Joy Podcast, presented by Vic Police LGBTI liaison officers and a range of Joy presenters. Now, here's the Glow Show.
Hello and welcome back to another Glow Show podcast. Very excited to be here with you once again for this informative, empowering and uplifting podcast. Ain't that true, Gabby?
Always empowering and totally uplifting.
LGBTI liaison officer Gabby Tyack. How are you doing?
I'm really, really well.
Yeah, I'm trying to break out the spell of saying glow liaison. What was it before? Well, now I can't remember that, which is fantastic news.
When we started in Victoria Police in 2000 officially, we were called gay and lesbian liaison officers.
Yes.
We are now LGBTI liaison officers,
yes.
But we've kept the acronym GLOW,
yeah.
GLLO.
Because you're glowing. You have a glowing personality.
That's
and it's
true.
Easy to remember.
Thank you.
Now, today we are speaking about beats, which is pretty new for me. I haven't had a chance to get on air at Joy, ironically, over 15 years and talk about beats. I don't know how I avoided it.
I know.
But, yeah, really amazing, topic to have a chat about. And to help us in the studio today, we have Senior Constable Amber Rawson from Footscray Police Station, as well as Michael Whelan, Health Educator at VAC, who is a familiar voice on Joy. How are you going?
Hello.
Very well. Thanks for being here. So, obvious question for those, I think it's an obvious question for younger people because I don't think many young people will actually know what a beat is. So, who would like to explain it for me?
They certainly do know what beats
are.
Yeah, they certainly do.
Well, that might be a misconception then because I would just assume that a lot of young people have their apps and then they just know if they want to hook up with someone, it's quite convenient, but not necessarily to an organized area.
Not necessarily.
Right.
And oftentimes the two sort of go hand in hand. So, a beat is basically that they're anywhere and everywhere. They're anywhere guys go to meet other guys, either to hook up or just to meet and take their business elsewhere.
Right.
And a lot of young people use beats now in conjunction with other apps. So they'll get on their Scruff, they'll get on their Grindr at their local park or at the pool or wherever they're at and sort of pre-arrange beat hookups.
Right.
So it's sort of like another step from, you know, just hooking up with that guy and getting him to come over to your place. If perchance you're someone that, you know, can't host people at your house or, you know, your flatmates knowing or your partner knowing or your whatever, you can pop down to the local beat and then that's where all of that takes place and then you pop off home.
See, I'm completely oblivious to beats and they're probably happening all around me.
Well, I thought I'd give a little bit of history on beats because I've often wondered where they came from,
yep.
Where they originated. And obviously, we know why they exist, but were they around for a long time? And Queen Victoria in the 19th century criminalised homosexual activity. And that's where my understanding beats came from, because men who were seeking sexual contact with other men were forced to hide.
Right.
And so they had to find places to meet other men. And so public places became beats, like parks or...
Amazing.
And now toilet blocks are quite popular too. It was a criminal offence in Victoria. So the criminal offence was soliciting, loitering or accosting for homosexual purposes.
Right.
Which is an interesting way to say it. But that's under the Summary Offences Act. And it was decriminalised in 1981. So no longer an offence.
Sure.
But, I mean, way back in the day, in the 70s, police were out there rounding up men who they thought might have been homosexual, who were loitering or perhaps soliciting. How do you prove that? I don't know. And they were being charged, sometimes 20, 30 men at a time who were in a public place. We have changed the way we respond to beats, and we certainly don't go down to the local park and just arrest all the men that are there.
Mm.
We make sure that it's a public place and everyone should be safe in their public place. So we're always looking at making sure that we are aware that people have the right of association. They've got the right to be in a public place. So we look at what offences might be occurring against beat users a lot of the time.
Right.
So if you're at a beat and the offence now that we would look at would be offensive behaviour. So if you're having sex in a public place, but we've also got case law around how we respond to that and what's illegal and what's legal.
It's fascinating.
Mm.
Because, yeah, I mean, I wouldn't have even known. I would have just assumed that any public sexual contact would be illegal, regardless, full stop.
Well, you've got to look at how we word the law.
Yeah.
And certainly, if you're having sex in a public place, it can be illegal. But we have to be able to, I guess it depends on the circumstances and the location. So certainly, if you're in the local park in the middle of the day, right out in the open having sex,
sure, yep.
Certainly would be an offence if someone could see or hear. You having that sexual activity. Yeah. But then again, I guess if you were in that same park at midnight over in the corner behind a bush, that's not an offence because people aren't walking through there and likely to see you.
And a little bit different to being somewhere, you know, rush hour in a train station where anyone can walk through the doors and a little bit of a different situation.
Exactly. Yeah. And if you're in the middle of rush hour in a public train station, but you're behind a closed locked toilet door where no one can see sort of over and under without sort of having to go to extreme lengths to view it, still not an offence.
Okay.
So, yeah, it's all about what's within view and what's not.
So many things to try, so little time.
Yeah, so I guess one of the reasons why we want to talk about Beats is because we know that offences that occur at Beats against Beat users can be quite serious. So serious assaults, sexual assaults, rapes and blackmailing, because we know that the men who are the victims of these crimes tend not to report them.
Sure.
And they don't report them because they think that they will be charged with the offence that they may have been committing of having sex in a public place. And we can certainly say that if police respond to an offence at a Beat location, we're not looking at the sexual activity that's occurred. We're looking at what's happened against the Beat user, because usually, like I said, they're very serious offences, and sex in a public place is a minor offence.
Yeah.
So we've just got to make it clear to people using Beat that police responding won't look at the sexual behaviour that may have occurred as something that we're going to investigate.
Mm. How are officers trained to understand how to handle situations like that? Because I could imagine that for some officers, and especially officers that are not connected to the LGBTI community, that it could be a very confronting thing if you're faced with that for the first time.
Well, Amber, maybe you can answer that question.
And it is. It is quite confronting for some members. But we are guided via VPMs, so Victorian Police Manual, which outlines how to police Beat locations, and that's available for every member to read. And it's quite succinct and quite easy to follow. So it's there if you want to read up about it. One of the roles as a GLO is to educate your fellow members as well. So if they do have questions, know that they can come to you and ask you, and not feel like a goose.
Yeah.
If they don't know how to police a Beat, because you didn't even know what a Beat was.
Yeah.
So everyone's got it. Everyone, you know, is learning.
Yeah.
So
there are thousands of laws, and we're not going to know all of them.
Sure.
And we're not going to
yeah.
know what the law says we can and can't do. So we always have to make sure that if we come across something, that we speak to someone more senior to ourselves or an expert in that area. So the GLOs, we're subject matter experts, so we're aware of some of the laws that other members may not be. So we hope, because of if we're a GLO in a station, we're meant to make sure the other members in that station know that we exist and what we do, that they would come to the GLO and say, well, I've come across this, how am I meant to deal with that?
I'm probably going to ask a question that you can't answer, but I'm going to try anyway. Do laws around Beats vary state to state?
They do.
Because I could imagine that there's plenty of times where people within our community will go to Sydney for Mardi Gras, or, you know, Adelaide Feast, or if you're travelling overseas to somewhere that's rather conservative, you're probably thinking about what you can and can't do in public, but maybe not necessarily interstate.
Michael, do you know a bit more about that?
I don't, to be perfectly honest. I'm not sure. I'm quite familiar with the Victorian laws, but not so much with what happens in other states. So I don't know whether one of you guys can.
I guess you just have to contact the GLO or the similar type of role in that state and have a conversation with them, or just Google online. There's often a lot of information on there.
Sure,
But also to make it clear that a lot of men that use Beats don't identify as LGBTI.
Sure.
They will have they will live a life with perhaps a wife and children, and that might be another reason they're not reporting to police. I'll say again that certainly you can report anything that happens to you to the police or a GLO, because we're not going to out you. Basically, we just want to know what's occurred, and if there's a criminal offence, we'll investigate that, and it's got nothing to do with whether you're LGBTI or not.
A bit tough in that situation if you're a man who has sex with men but doesn't identify as LGBTI, because you're probably not connected to any LGBTI LGBTI media like Joy.
Exactly.
Where do you get this information from? Yeah.
And that's been difficult for us to get the message out there for people to understand those things and understand the laws of what you can and can't do and that you can speak to police about it. But the reason why we're here is because Amber and Michael have been working together. So Victoria Police and the Victorian AIDS Council have joined forces to respond to some incidents that we became aware of at a local park in Maribyrnong,
right,
where Amber works. And I guess, Michael, do you want to explain how that came about and how Victoria Police got involved?
Yeah, sure. So just going back to what you were saying about guys that use beats that maybe aren't LGBTI identified, sort of how do we get the message out there? How do we target these people to get the information across? There is an online community where guys post listings of where they want to hook up, whether there be regular recurring beat locations or whether they're somewhere that as a once-off they want to go and hook up. So regardless of whether they're LGBTI identified, people go on a couple of websites, sure, one in particular, and post, hey, going to be around at 6 o'clock kind of thing. So in that forum space, we generally monitor a few of those in known beat locations to pick up on any activity that we would deem as reportable or suspicious or needs following up.
Yep.
So through my program,
but perhaps someone else has jumped on that site
and said, hey, I saw a sus vehicle roaming around and just looked a bit out of the ordinary. Or, oh, I heard some weird shouting anything like that. So through Down and Dirty, which is my program that does specific sexual health messaging for sexually adventurous men, so that includes guys that use beats, we have an account set up on that website and we monitor that and respond directly to people. And then we report those incidents directly back to the GLOWs at the appropriate stations. And we had a couple of reports from the particular park in Maribyrnong that there were some reported incidences of assaults, both verbal and physical, and lots of warnings from beat users. So we got in touch with those users directly and let them know that they could call and speak to their local GLOW officers.
Right.
And what they were up to in the park wouldn't be the focus of that investigation. It would be investigating the guys that were committing these assaults and these offences. And then through chatting with the GLOWs, we organised some patrols of that park as well.
Sad, isn't it? I mean, you know, if you're uncomfortable with something happening in a park, maybe just walk the other way. It's a shame that it has to get to that point of becoming a violent situation.
I think it is because of the massive underreporting of these crimes that the offenders think they can get away with it.
Become a vigilante in a way.
Yeah, but the program that they ran with the VAC and Victoria Police at this particular park was really successful because if you've got police going down walking through the park, men won't come and approach us. They won't talk to us for all the reasons that we've spoken about. They will physically run away from us. So we were really wanting to go down and have conversations with them to find out what was happening and would someone report something if they were a victim of any of these crimes. And so we were thinking, well, how would this work? And then Michael was talking to us and he said, well, they would be happy to come down with us. And they're men, they're in plain clothes, they fit in very well down there. And they were talking to the men and they were posting on social media saying, we're here with the police and the police are here to talk to us to make sure that we're safe.
Yeah.
And so it was a different way of how we respond. And we had to look at a way that we could gain the trust of these men because they certainly didn't have any trust in us at all. And I think Amber was involved in, I think you did two operations.
Yeah, we did. And as you said, very successful based on primarily with, you know, working in conjunction with VAC. I think, as Gabby said, if we went down by ourselves, it would have totally thrown a different perspective on it.
They're going to run if you're in uniform, they're going to run if you're not.
Exactly. Yeah. And with Michael commenting on the location-based apps, so he knew who was in the park, he was telling them why we're here, and just for their safety. And I think it's a big, big step forward for VicPol in terms of, you know, policing a beat location. I think it's a totally different way to go about it.
Yeah, really working with the community instead of sort of driving things on your own accord and assuming that that's going to work, I guess.
Exactly right. Yeah. Exactly right.
Is this a partnership that you think will continue on?
I hope so.
Well, hopefully it's a partnership we don't need going forward in the future.
Exactly, would be
best case scenario. But yeah, these sort of things come up in little spikes and little blips here and there. So the minute there's another ongoing incident, we'll be right back in there.
Yep.
Yeah, and so we encourage any men who are victims of any type of crime at a beat to report it to the police. But if you feel uncomfortable doing that, speak to your GLO. Email us. Just let us know what's happening. You don't have to give us your name. If we are aware that these things are happening, we can then do another operation similar to what we did here, where we can go down and we can have a chat and we can make the location safer and make the men using it feel safer.
Amazing. Eye-opening experience. Thank you for informing me and also our listeners. So another GLO podcast. Thank you so much, Gabby, for being here and co-hosting. Thank you to Senior Constable Amber Rawson from Footscray Police Station and Michael Whelan, Health Educator at VAC.
Thank you
very much.
You've been listening to The Vic Police GLO Show, exclusive to Joy Podcast, presented by Vic Police LGBTI liaison officers and a range of Joy presenters. Head to joy.org.au/The GLO Show to find more episodes or search Joy 94.9 GLO Show on iTunes. Subscribe so you never miss an episode. Rate and review if you like what you hear.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.